course, that time of the week where we catch up with Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson joins me in the studio. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Jessica. And how are you today?
I'm great. It's a bit quieter this week compared to last week where every Nationals MP under the sun, it felt like, was in the region.
Everyone needed a sleep after last week. It was good to have different members and Deputy Prime Minister and ministers about, and it was always very good. And let's not forget that the Upper Hunter is the centre of the universe, and there's no reason why they shouldn't have come to it and attend it and see why we are the centre of the universe.
That's exactly right, and that centre of the universe could be changing with some a review done of the electoral boundaries, which happens every 8 years or so. And there's some changes that are proposed that include putting Broke, Milbredale and Brankston into the Upper Hunter electorate.
Correct, and unfortunately losing Liverpool Plains, so Quirindi, Prima, Spring Ridge, places like that. And it's the first draft that have come out from the New South Wales Electoral Commission. I've had a lot of feedback from people in Brankston and Pocolban, and both of those towns and villages. The overwhelming feedback from Brankston is, from people in Brankston, is they would prefer out of community of interest scenario to be in the Cessnock electorate still, because we all hear the term Greater Brankston.
Yes.
And it's and you know it as well as anyone, and people consider themselves in terms of communities of interest as one community, although it might be just down the road. And that makes sense. I get that. I completely understand that. And on the other hand, I've been getting a lot of feedback from people living in Pocolban that they would prefer to be in the Upper Hunter electorate. So I understand that there will be submissions made by people to the Electoral Commission on that basis. And from what I can see, the numbers work out fine, fits well within the tolerances of the Electoral Commission's rulings. So we'll just have to wait and see what people say, what feedback they give the Electoral Commission, and what the final outcomes may be, which we may not know until midway through next year. But either way, I'm fine with the boundary changes. I'm a bit sad to lose Liverpool Plains potentially, but I have an opportunity to pick up new communities like Brankston. I already take in part of Brankston now.
Yeah.
But there's also new communities that I currently don't represent at all with regard to boundaries, and that's on the northern side of the river at Maitland, Lawn, Bulwarra, Bulwarra Heights. I have Tocal Homestead in my electorate. That's about the boundary down in that area. But that boundary, if you think of it, would change from Tocal Homestead all the way to the river at Maitland, so on that northern side of the river. So, and that's fine. I'm very comfortable with that. I know the areas very well. I've been in the Hunter a long time. In fact, I was looking at the proposed boundary, and it takes in a little locality of Luskentyre, where my grandparents used to dairy farm, and I left school when I was 15 and went dairy farming with them at Luskentyre. So I know the area very, very well, and I love the area.
Yeah, I caught up with Cessnock MP Clayton Barr a little bit earlier this week to find out his thoughts, because obviously he's the adjoining MP with you for Labor, and he said he's happy for nothing to change. He said, really, for locals, wouldn't it be easier, if you're in the Cessnock local government area, to keep all of Cessnock in the local government area rather than have a couple move into the next one up, which would be the Singleton local government area, I guess.
Correct, yeah. And that in itself makes... It's quite logical. It makes perfect sense. But the reality is that there's a review every 8 years.
Yeah.
It's all about population shifts in the previous 8 years and what the projected growth of population shifts may be based on a range of data sources, including the ABS, Australian Bureau of Statistics, and the census, and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So enrolments, and you see, and I know in my office, I see enrolments change all the time.
Yeah.
It's not unusual for me to sign 300 or 400 letters to new enrollees each month in the Upper Hunter electorate. So things change and people come and go and all that sort of thing. So, what Clayton says, and we're not, Clayton and I aren't off the track here. We're on the same track on this issue, but the reality is that's what's got to happen.
Yeah.
And both of us, I believe, have the interests of our communities at the centre of our thoughts and hearts, and we're making our views known accordingly. And importantly, I think it's up to the community to make their views known and just contact the Electoral Commission and tell them what you think.
Yeah, exactly. And last this morning from Monday, we're going to be a little bit freer for Christmas. We can get up and dance. We can stand up and have a drink. Christmas parties look a whole lot more fun.
You know, I'll do that. It is, but I'll stand up and I'll do the drinking and I'm happy to have a chat, but you can keep the dancing to yourself.
That's fine.
I've got
enough drinks and you'd be dancing.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. I've got two left feet and I have enough drinks and all of a sudden I think I've got one left, one right. But it doesn't look like it. In all seriousness, yes, things are changing. We are in a position where we can free up a little bit. I think it's, about 50 people on the dance floor stand up and have a drink outside, I believe. I'm not sure about inside at this point. But nevertheless, that's fine. And going instead of one person per 4 square metres, it's one person per 2 square metres.
Mm. To double the capacity for most venues, which is great.
It's great for business and it's great for patrons.
Yes.
And, you know, it is that time of year. Look, it's been a bloody tough year. Doesn't matter how you look at it. It's been a tough year for a lot of people. And, you know, our lifestyles have changed somewhat. And I think everyone just wants to let down their hair, relax, take it easy. And I'm also confident that people will show a great deal of common sense around the COVID issue.
Yes.
Do the social distancing thing and, you know, have fun at the same time and let's celebrate what could be termed as our Annus Horribilis here in Australia.
Exactly. Well, Michael, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll catch up with you next week.
No problem. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.